Welcome to the Commonwealth Minute. Here's your host, Richard Nelson.
There are two constitutional amendments on the November 3rd ballot, and Marcy's Law is one of them. It's named after murdered California college student Marcy Nicholas. It would grant constitutional protections to victims of crime and their families, notably the right to be notified of all court proceedings, including release, pleas, and sentencing. This bipartisan amendment may sound familiar. That's because it passed in 2019, but was struck down by the Kentucky Supreme Court. They said that the terms needed to be better spelled out on the ballot. Proponents see this amendment as rectifying weak statutes surrounding victims' rights, while detractors viewed this amendment as a threat to the rights of the accused. Now, it makes sense that crime victims and their families have at least the same rights as those convicted of the crimes, and this is what Marcy's Law tries to do.
Find us on Facebook and Twitter at CPC4Kentucky and on the web at commonwealthpolicycenter.org.